Folks, it is 10:30 East Coast time here in Buffalo, New York. We are live at Richmond Avenue, home of the Kernantula, live in studio tonight. We also have the Maniac. He's back. I'm shocked he made it back after last episode. I am Degenerate Al.
I was literally crushed after it. My bookie, like, he took my knee out after that Wisconsin pick. Listeners, I'm sorry.
Don't get me started with that USC.
Penn State game.
People took out second mortgages.
Well, Penn State's second half was clearly the smart bet. They were a second half team. That was where the value was originally. We were suited there because we knew they were going to be up at half.
This show brought to you in part by Campobello's, the best Italian food on the east side of the Mississippi. Tonight, we will be talking about the dumpster fire at One Bills Drive. We have someone live there right now for us after the commercial. And one thing we got to talk about tonight, too, the party in Miami.
Oh, shit.
The Giants.
Party all night and the beach is out all night on the beach.
The Giants wide receivers.
Welcome to Miami. You have practice tomorrow morning.
With Justin Bieber and Trigga Trey.
Oh, let's so Trey was in.
Go. Alright, folks. It's been a long time since we have had Trill Queenswood back on the show. And he is actually live. He is live at One Bills Drive. Trill.
Boys, holy shit. By God. The scene here at One Bills Drive, I cannot tell you. I have been gone. I have been off the train for a while. But you know what? I found a tank. I found a tank, and I have ridden it straight to One Bills Drive, and this place is a dumpster fire. There's a tire fire. I think I saw Terry running around in his boxers. It was wild. It's wild here. I cannot tell you. And you know what my hot take is?
Let's hear it.
Burn it down. Burn it down. Burn it all down. People not even show up to the stadium next year. I want 0-16 for Darnold. Fold for Darnold. I fold for Darnold, guys. I can't even, you know what? Burn it down. The Sabres did a half-ass burn. I want dumpster fire. I want tire fire. I want Ralph rolling over his grave. I want 0-16. Burn it down.
Well, great take. Now, just to be clear, though.
He's gone.
Oh, my God. We lost him. Oh, my God. Jeez, it sounds like things are really getting out of control over OBD. Terry in his underwear? Are you kidding me?
It sounds like the fire burned down the Verizon pole there.
I mean, he's right. God. It is a complete dumpster fire right now at One Bills Drive. It's horrible.
Of course. I mean, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
You start off with that Anthony Lynn press conference, and then we did not talk about Doug Whaley yet on Monday.
What can be said about Doug Whaley that hasn't already been said about Afghanistan? Just terrible all around.
Just, you know, we got more questions than answers after that.
And to be honest, I think that was predictable with everything, with how Doug Whaley speaks to the media on WGR, which was brought up during the press conference, at any other press conference before the year, because he doesn't speak during the year and he made that clear. He's just a guy that does not like to give out a whole lot of information. He must think that every other GM, every other coach is going to attack what he's doing, is going to attack what he says, but instead the press can't get the answers out of him. And the answer that we do get out of him is quite a strange one, and that was that he played no role whatsoever and had no idea that Rex was going to be fired.
He goes, I've never heard the word privy before. First time I've heard privy used in a sentence. Wasn't privy to the conversation, so I cannot get into details. So you're telling me you're a general manager, you're supposed to run the football operations, and you have no...
He's not supposed to run the football operations, he's supposed to generally manage them. So, like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, you know.
I mean, he said he didn't ask why Rex wasn't returning. So there's no... So what's the scenario?
If you're a general manager and you're not having input or say on a coach scenario, that's an issue. Because you're not really a general manager. You're not in charge of that football team.
What are you doing there? What are you doing there if you have, like you said, limited input in hiring, And you're shocked that the guy's fired.
So as the 40-minute press conference continued, then the reporters began to find out that, okay, well, Rex does not answer to Doug. Rex answers to Terry. And so after a phone conference, the usual Monday phone conference after a Sunday game, of course, a Sunday loss, Rex asked for more time with Terry and said, am I going to be fired after the season? And Terry gave it to him straight. He would be. So then Rex said, I'm done. But obviously everyone just finds it odd that why the heck would Doug not be in on that conversation? Why the heck would Doug have no idea that maybe Terry wasn't liking the way things were going? To be honest, I think he was covering things up there. He wasn't telling the truth, or he was bending the truth in his favor, maybe to just not speak bad about a coach that just got canned and might want another job in the league.
And he was just frazzled up there. I mean, when he said, he literally said he didn't need any explanation from the owner about firing the coach.
Like, that's just a lie. That's a lie. Well, okay, it's not a lie. It's just he doesn't need an explanation because he knows. I mean, the results are in.
Oh, yeah.
This league's about results.
I mean, and again, the record, yeah, again, this, and people can argue all they want. Like, 7-9, yeah, it's not the worst record. And yes, we are sick of not being in the playoffs, and that obviously does play into it. I can't even spend any more time. I'll spend 20 more seconds. When you have a coach who's defending a decision that literally ended your season, like, that's not a professional NFL head coach.
No,
like, that's someone who's just like a shell of them former selves. And he's done now because of that. But with that said, now that he's gone and we have this huge tire fire, with it comes a vacancy. And the search is quote unquote underway, if you want to call it that. They led off this morning. I believe they met with a
Mr. man Sean, by the name of
Sean McDermott.
That's the only interview done so far. He was what, the defensive coordinator from Carolina.
Yep. And so there's a Jekyll and Hyde scenario with this guy. Last year, all over the coaching center, people were thinking this guy was going to get a job for sure, 100% as a head coach. They think, the pundits say, you know, they could spin zone this however they want, yeah, that he was actually disadvantaged by the fact that they went to the Super Bowl because he wasn't interviewing during that time. He was so busy preparing the games. Yeah. Hugh Jackson and somebody else got hired during that time, mm-hmm, I remember reading. So that was their whole spiel on him. But that's the Jekyll. The Hyde part is that despite him, you know, having a top 10 defense from 2012 through 2015, the only coordinator to do so, this year, I mean, Carolina, I mean, they've been pretty putrid on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they've been a little opportunistic, but 21st in yards per game from a defensive coordinator. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but from what I've seen in this league, you're supposed to be excelling at, like, a coordinator position, you know, deeply excelling, whereas this guy this year is completely, like, limp. I don't know. I don't see anything that says this guy is going to come in and be amazing. I mean, I'd rather get Jim Schwartz than this guy.
Yeah, you're right. I think that, like you said, the Bills' search so far has just been very unappealing. I mean, no names that really I want them to really consider. Like you said, Sean McDermott, you need to excel at your job. You should. I mean, the weakness of our team right now is the defense, and you can't bring in someone who this year has struggled like the Carolina like the Carolina Panthers have. Now, how about your favorite? Harry G.
Well, no, Harry G is not my favorite. We'll get to my favorite in a second. Love the nickname, though. Of course, my man here, Degenerate Al, is talking about Harold Goodwin, the offensive coordinator for Arizona. You know, this guy's an interesting character. You know, they're really liking what he did with David Johnson this year out of the running back position. I guess that could be good for McCoy. The claim to fame there is that they don't really have a great offensive line, and they still got, you know, 2,000 yards out of David Johnson and, you know, great production out of Carson Palmer once, you know, they finally got a quarterback.
But Carson... Mm.
Yeah, no. I don't think Harold Goodwin is our guy. I think it's a nice look. Maybe, you know... I mean, who knows? He could be coming in for an offensive coordinator... assistant head coach position here, like, potentially. Like, you know, that's the next step.
Like,
you gotta be, yeah, you got to become a... Yeah, the fact that Rob was an assistant head coach and, like, you're trying to have me believe that Anthony Lynn is, like, this sleeper, like, amazing head coach, like, that just speaks volumes about the way that organization's run. Okay?
And so you're right. There's only two other names other than Anthony Lynn that are out there so far. So
don't call it a comeback!
Reported interest in Frank Reich...
There you go. That's what I'll say. Well, you know, that would get everybody fired up. That would get everybody fired up.
What? You know what that would do? Sell, Tickets. Sell tickets. Oh my God, tickets.
We are selling
you
tickets.
You bring Frank Reich in, that's the money play right there. I'm telling you, it's that's got...
Bills fans, you're not going to want to miss it this season. We need you to enroll in the comeback package. That includes 35 different, DVDs as well as the 14 seat cushions. And, you know, we need you there. And if you're not there, then you're not leading the charge. And then we got my favorite.
Your favorite.
Oh, we got...
Should I say it?
No, I got to say it. This is the greatest coach name, like, ever. Vance Joseph.
Wow.
First off, it's a double first name, and it's not really a double first name because Vance isn't really a first name.
Nope.
Nor is it a name.
Like, but think about the marketing. The legend of head coach Vance. Oh my gosh. Like, you could literally, it's endless with this guy. And so, the name Vance Joseph is just amazing.
Dolphins defensive coordinator and supposedly...
African-American.
But
here's what it's... Keep going.
Supposedly the front runner for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, you stole my point. Just like Lynn, literally 4 days ago. That's the thing. That's why it's so funny. Remember like 4 days ago, everyone's like, Lynn's like in already there. Better hurry up, Buffalo. Yeah, they're really making a move like on him.
And have you heard now reports, I think it was earlier this morning, said Anthony Lynn may not want the job?
Oh my gosh. That's just a great thing to hear.
That's what Trill Queens was trying to say. Terry.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Until he turns it down. This guy has never been a head coach. At the beginning of this year, he was a running backs coach. There's no way if he gets offered the head coach position, he wouldn't take it. Like, this is just common media BS. Yep. Like, oh, let's go back 6 years. Darrell Revis is going to hold out the whole season. Like, he's not playing this year. That went on for like 5 months.
Yep.
Like, they just love spinning these stories because it's fun and it gets page views and clicks, which are all these people make money off of, and it's that time of season.
And right after the Jets game, didn't he say the Bills are my number one choice?
Yes, and he come back
into
yes.
this position.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't that be an easy transition? He doesn't have to sell his house. I don't know if he has kids, but they stay in the same school.
They're allowed to make this story because he would literally be stupid to have to come out and say, no, I would take the Bills position if I was offered it. Like he would sound like an idiot if he actually came out and said that.
And so from what I've heard too, it seems like all the players, most of the players, just like Rex, want to play for Lynn. I think he'd be a great guy to play for. He was a former player. He talks like that. I mean, I don't know if that really means much at all, but...
I think that's players backing a coach,
just like Rex, though.
Exactly.
And Rex is the one that...
It's classic. It's just like a substitute teacher, like a teacher you like that doesn't push you the whole way.
And Rex was the one who recommended to Whaley...
Rex recommended
Anthony Lynn to be the interim.
Yeah, well, Rex also recommended that I went to Tops, all right? I'm still going to Wegmans.
As a player...
100%.
As a player...
If you go to Tops...
There is a natural feeling when a coaching change is made to prove to everyone that that change shouldn't have been made or it's not the players, and the players all of a sudden want to play for their coach. And so after one game, they're going to say that, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, Lynn will be a nice transition. We don't have to start over. Every player in the NFL would say that.
Oh, Lynn would be a disaster, I think. Lynn would be an absolute disaster.
The only reason
you go with Lynn is if they're rolling in.
We said this on Sunday's podcast, folks, before Monday's game with USC and Penn State. A theory that I had was it's obviously very tough to tank in the NFL, but maybe the Bills next year go with the unintentional tank.
I'm a lot closer to believing you than I was then.
They've done it with this. Terry's got experience with the Sabres doing it. I know it's very tough to do it when you have players like LeSean McCoy, Marcel Darius, Sammy Watkins, when you have a very talented roster, but you trot out an EJ Manuel, Cardale Jones.
You can't get
Jones.
It done to the coach. You can't. Yeah. No, you can't do it. Let me give you a little number here. 36 and 44. What is that?
36 and 44.
That's Bill Belichick's record as a head coach prior to going to the Patriots. You don't have an elite QB. It's tough. Yes, he was coaching the Browns. You can tweet us about that all you want.
Yep.
You don't have an elite QB. It's tough, folks. It's tough.
And how about that performance?
Holy smokes.
From Mr. Darnold.
He was dropping dimes in the coverage, dude.
He won the R.G. Griffin Award, college football season MVP, first freshman ever to win it. Finished the season with over 3,000 yards and 31-9.
Getting a lot of texts on the text line from that fire at One Bills Drive. A lot of people reacting.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That stat line was insane. Who? And now we got Skip Bayless tweeting that he would throw for 400 against Bama. Sam Darnold, like, that's so tough to do. Like, then he cites, like, Chad Kelly threw for, like, 375 when he's down, like, 21 at that point, like, you know, stacking up yards. He did stack up yards early. I know, I watched the game, but, yeah, that yardage total got there later.
Darnold's going number one in 2018.
Well, it's gonna be a great class, like you, like some degenerate said, you know, recently. It's gonna be an amazing class with him,
Lamar,
and like I said,
Mr. Rosen.
Don't sleep. Oh yeah, well, Mr. Rosen, but also don't sleep on my boy Quentin. Wake up and smell the flowers,
Quentin Flowers from
USF, of course,
South Florida Bulls.
Hey, we root for the Bulls around here. Hey, tell ya.
But just help me out here. Is there an actual chance at this team? I know it's very early. It's early January. A lot of things can change.
There's always a chance. Think about how they are right now. They're already getting shit on.
This is, I'm telling you right now,
this is prime tank time. If you're already getting shit on, let's just be shitty then.
Like, I
switch GMs. Tim Murray comes over. He constructed the tank for the Sabres.
Can you imagine Murray with that smart look from, like, friggin' section?
Now, he'd be trading guys left and right for the worst players in the league.
McCoy will trade for, like, oh my God.
Can you imagine Tim Murray in a press conference from One Bills Drive?
McCoy will trade for draft picks.
We're not pleased. We're not pleased with the team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, guys, I know that there are so many delusional Bills fans out there that every year, year in and year out, go Bills, 10-6. Like, you have to wake up and see what is going on in this organization right now, from the top to the bottom. It is horrible. There needs to be massive changes, and it starts with Russ Brandon and Doug Whaley. Those two gotta go. We've been just too incompetent the past 17 years. Things need to change. And what about the scouting department? It's been like the same thing the past, what, 15, 17 years?
Haven't been many changes. That's true.
No, it's the same people doing this for the Bills. We have to stop.
Bunch of yes men. Bunch of yes men glad-handing these corporate fat cats, bottom line.
I am perfectly fine with a 2-14. We solidify a top three pick.
We hate WGR. Like, well, not hate WGR, but we question them. Okay, that's the most thing. Okay?
What do we say? We're trying to hold these media outlets accountable.
Yeah, that's the resolution, okay? But Shope was on this point like 3 to 4 years ago. It's very tough to get out of this like 6'10", like 7'9". Like, teams don't just do it. Like Indianapolis, lucky, you know, as hell.
Manning
to get,
goes
like,
out,
Luck.
And then boom.
And they're still not even in the playoffs every year. They have a franchise guy. They view Andrew Luck as an absolute stud. Yeah, it's tough in this league. It's one play a game, basically, separates you from, you know, you could be 11-5, it could be 6-10.
But I'm just saying, I'm willing to take the chance.
Oh, of course. No.
Especially,
if you look at how much time we've already wasted.
Exactly.
Can I get my drought back?
No, Chris, what do you said? This team is going into its senior year. Give it a chance in a freshman year in college.
A lot of mistakes happen freshman year. Make those mistakes possible.
Exactly. Make those mistakes possible. Brady on the way out in 4 years. Develop a good young quarterback. You never know what happens.
And start from the bottom on up. We'll start from the top. We'll get rid of those guys too, but then we'll start from the bottom on up.
I mean, and I know you guys have serious thoughts about our ownership right now. And Maniac, we support them. We love what Kim and Terry have done for this city. They've saved us. They saved our teams. But they just don't know. I just honestly feel like they don't know what they're doing. They have no clue. I mean, they need to speak too. People demand answers. And what Doug Whaley did on Monday doesn't do anything. He didn't give us anything.
They're getting, like, shit on from every direction right now. I don't know if they know, like, what to do. I don't know if they're thinking, like, if we deflect this one, it's just going to be getting hit from, like, two or three other directions.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they know.
They know they're getting shit on, for
exactly.
sure. They're not oblivious.
That's
like,
why Terry
really
came out with
a
statement saying we're busting our asses and we're doing all we can or whatever it was.
I did see that. That was, what, a day after? Or, like, hours after? That was hours after.
Hours.
Terry's great at quotes. Terry's great at quotes. From now on, the sole purpose of the existence of the Buffalo Sabres is to win a Stanley Cup.
That was a strong quote.
How good was his speech?
That was a great quote.
How great was his speech of the Ralph? Like, when he, like, saved the team? And he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, can somebody find my dog? and the whole crowd was like, you hear, like, the little laughing? That's how he ended the speech? I don't know. It's just...
He loves his dog. I don't hate him. Shout out Prince Philip.
Being a Bills fan is just... It's not fun right now. And... It just... I just don't know if I have faith in ownership and, if you want to say, Russ Brandon, in making the right decisions to bring in a general manager and bring in a good head coach. You know, I just don't... I think they're making the wrong decision with Doug. But, folks, I got to say something real quick. Tonight, we have no producer Burrs.
Oh, jeez.
He couldn't make it tonight, and we have the Kernantula on the tunes producing and hosting tonight. So just wanted to give Mr. Burrs a shout-out, because he's been great all year long.
Yep. Wait, do we need Mr. Burrs' theme song played, though, real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, real quick. You know, I can only say it's what he would have wanted.
Yep, go.
Wow. He's kind of like the blue diamond at the bottom of the ocean that is my heart.
This is for Burrs. Thank you. All right, back to the tunes for Nashville. But seriously, what do you guys think about the ownership? Do you have any faith in them making a...
I mean, honestly, I don't think there's... I mean, right now, they're still in the learning phase. Look back to the Sabres, okay? They come in. What do they think is going to win? Let's get these big acquisitions. Let's get Erhoff. Let's get these guys. Let's get them signed. That didn't work out. I don't blame them for trying. You know, they showed up to the party. I tweeted out, this is the greatest thing. You know, it's like someone walks in and they buy you a bunch of drinks or something at the bar. Terry Pegula literally walked in and he bought all my sports teams. He didn't have to, like, I didn't have to worry about them again. You know, they're going to be in Buffalo forever. And that is finally starting to wear off on people, too.
It is.
Like, that's really like, okay, now the Bills are here, like, we're done suffering. Like, are you going to get us, like, to the playoffs or what?
What can the Bills do next year to get a ton of season ticket holders back? Because I know a lot of people. I'm talking parents of, like, 20, 30 years of having season tickets that are done.
Oh, my mom just got into season tickets on the 40. People were giving them up.
See?
Yeah.
And that's season what I'm saying.
On the 40.
I'm saying, like... What we were just talking about. I mean, Frank Reich. That's a way.
That's not going to sell tickets. You don't think so? That'll get everyone excited, but that won't sell tickets.
That'll sell some tickets.
Yes, it will.
That'll sell some 90s lovers.
Oh, my God. Frank Reich.
Lovers.
I mean, is Vance, Joseph going to sell tickets?
Vance Joseph, Vance Refrigeration. Hell yeah, he will.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Burn it down. Deploy the tanks, Terry. And just one season
I think we're
of
even,
hitting the rock bottom.
We're even
yeah,
past
you gotta
the
do it
start.
Smart. Yeah, you gotta do it smart.
We're past the start of people getting pissed that the Pegulas aren't running these teams the correct way.
Yeah.
I think people have already begun thinking.
Oh, definitely.
I think Terry, he needs some direction. That's all it is. Either that or he needs to learn how to delegate and say, Doug, you're in charge of my coaching search, and the coach either will coincide with you or you guys will collaborate on the roster construction, because Doug says it's going to be entirely up to him. I don't think every coach coming in will agree with that. They're obviously going to want some say in it. And I also think Rex played a huge role in drafting the players we did this past draft with Shaq Lawson.
A lot of defense. A lot of speed, fast, hard-hitting defense, for sure.
Yeah, and guys that either didn't fit or he didn't know how to fit him in, whatever it was.
We're in a weird situation. We're getting a free second round pick next year in Ragland. Like, we didn't get anything out of him this year. Yep. It's just going to be added. So that'll be an interesting dynamic there. Because the linebacker was a little bit of a weak spot, right?
So we got a couple free agents. Zach Brown, Lorenzo Alexander. That's big for Ragland.
Alexander's out.
There's already talks. He's trying to come back with the team.
Yeah, because that's what you say when you're smart and your agent tells you. Say that you're going to give him, like, a hometown discount, so that way, like, when the other teams break the bank, like, you know, you don't look like a complete ass.
So you're saying Lorenzo's gone, Gilmore gone, most likely.
I still remember Pat Williams saying he didn't want to test out free agency in 04.
Pat
Williams, dude, with Sam Adams. Oh my gosh, that could have literally been the Vikings right there. We were one QB away. Hulkamania.
Winfield went there.
Yeah, Winfield went there. Oh my gosh.
All right, final question about the dumpster fire and the Bills.
Well, hold on. We got one last thing about the coaching rumors, though.
Go.
And I need your input on this, DJ Nail and the Nantula.
Go.
We're here live from the Nantula's nest. Bill Cowher. Spotted
at
Prior Aviation. Prior? And for those of you not privy to this location, you like how I did that?
Not privy
this
to Prior.
Is, yeah, this
so
is,
we had an inside
go,
source
go, go.
Text Burrs Yeah. The producer. I think it was, what's today? Today's Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday morning.
So this is only 36 hours ago. It's still fresh.
Yes. They saw Bill Cowher at Prior Aviation. We never got it confirmed. There's multiple people tweeting about it, but there's no way Cowher is leaving that gig to come to Buffalo.
I mean, come on. Well, at some point,
what, leaving the NFL going, on CBS. Yes. I mean, coaches have a desire from the day they retire.
They used to play. They want to compete. They want to compete.
Okay,
that's exactly it.
Then you know what, Cowher? Go to Denver.
Urban Meyer said he's not coming to Buffalo.
But
what it's gonna take is Terry literally saying, like, "I got the Cowher well
butter
in Pennsylvania." We were
getting tons of tweets that day at Trainwreck Sports.
Oh, hundreds.
I saw Bill Belichick on Transit Road.
Yeah.
Thanks for that,
James from Tonawanda.
James Franklin was spotted at the Anchor Bar eating in the Buffalo Airport.
Shout out, Last Chance U.
I mean,
honestly, though, the coach is kind of a jerk.
Who?
Last Chance U. For those who've seen it on Netflix. A little bit of a crazy guy.
He's a great viewer. He's a maniac.
Yeah, oh, he's a maniac. We're cut from the same cloth.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, no, we had to, because that was a huge rumor. If we missed out on that, I mean, you know, that would be like missing out on our original
Exactly. And then, two more things. One, your prediction real quick about Kyle Williams and Aaron Williams. Who's coming back? Who's retiring?
Aaron Williams is retired.
Yeah, he's done.
And you know what? This is so rare. I love him as a player. I've always enjoyed watching him play. I enjoy the, what is it called? Oh, the chemistry, yada yada, that he brings to the locker room. I mean, I think it's immeasurable. I don't see anyone else. Now, this is going to sound silly. I don't see anyone Snapchatting the locker room and like being silly with the guys and hanging out with friends like on the team.
He's
nearly as much as him. But bottom line is, like, what these guys are doing is a crazy athletic feat that involves a lot of not only athletic ability, but honestly courage. Because, you know, going out there, you could literally just hit someone the wrong way and it can be a dire situation for you.
And
he's run into that multiple times. And you know what? He's come back from that before. And I mean, there have been times where I didn't think he was going to come back. Like last year, who did he injure himself against? The Patriots? Last year?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was on.
Like that was bad. He was down for a while there. Yep. And I don't doubt this guy bleeds. He doesn't bleed red, white, or blue. He bleeds Zuba, okay? If it started bleeding, it would be coming out in the Zuba's colors of the Bills, okay?
With just a hint of encore.
Oh, yes.
I was just going to say that.
Talk
about chemistry. What the chemistry of bottle servers and encore?
Oh, my God. Literally unlimited.
But you're right. Very class act.
But
nice
with
guy.
That said, I fully, and then this is why it's rare, I fully support his decision to retire. I mean, geez, dude, like, take care of yourself. You got the money. Like,
Freddie Jackson told him the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it.
Kyle Williams
is coming back. I have that, not from my source, but my feeling is that Marcel Darius is going to buy him a 75-acre plot in Eden and just a number of livestock and animals. And literally, Kyle is just going
to put
his
kids to work.
Not to pimp out Niagara Street, but you know, Kyle Williams is going through an unbelievable resurgence this, like, past year. It was crazy. He was in the backfield all over the place. And I just love the impact he had in the field. We need one more year for Kyle. Let's just make the play. I mean, this is the year tank, and let Kyle see that, like, the turn is coming.
Yes.
Or get him to the playoffs. There's no in-between.
My
5-11 and 8-8, in between that range next year, is unacceptable. If you're running this organization. That's unacceptable.
Say anything about 5
between 5-11 and 8-8 is unacceptable.
I agree.
Literally, there's no way that should be happening this year.
It's right. 2-14 or playoffs.
Yeah.
And then, Kyle Williams play of the year. I forgot who it was against. The Army crawl sack.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
Who was that? What was that against?
Damn.
Oh,
damn
man.
It. I can't think of
who that was. Still doesn't beat that one time he picked up Jay Cutler.
Oh my
God! Drop it into coverage.
Opening day.
Planet Kyle.
So, final question regarding the Buffalo Bills, and then we'll stop. It's not even really about the Buffalo Bills. Doug Marrone. Doug.
Oh my gosh.
Dougie Marrone.
Okay.
Is he a candidate? Is that what you're asking?
No. How smart
Was he?
Is that guy to leave? Looking at where we're at now.
He's looking kind of smart, I guess.
I mean, we didn't have a quarterback. But you just saw Kyle.
Yeah, if
Orton,
you don't have
bro.
A quarterback, you might as well go fuck yourself in this game. Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Sorry,
and
anyone listening.
And Terry gave him, what, $4 million?
$4 million to leave.
$4 million to leave.
Yeah.
He had to have seen dysfunction in the organization. You've seen what Joe Licata's been saying all over the place.
He probably did.
Well, maybe they had Marrone already zoned out. Like, they're claiming to have Whaley on the personnel now. Like, you know how we're already encountering issues saying coaches don't want to work with Whaley when they come in because Whaley's going to have full autonomy?
Yep.
Maybe after that season, they're like, listen, Doug, like, great. Like, 9-7, you know, you're the bomb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need Doug to get us, like, across the finish line. We're going to let him have, like, full autonomy. You're going to take over from there and get us to the playoffs. And he's like, no. Like, because A, I want, like, a say on the players, and B, I'm good enough that I can just go to the Jets or, like, you know, to some other team right away.
He thought he had a job.
That's the key thing everyone forgets. Everyone loves going, this guy saw, like, such a disaster, he jumped ship. That dude thought he was jumping from one luxury yacht to another luxury yacht. He did not think that he would be assistant head coach for, like, Jacksonville Jaguars or offensive line coach.
Yep. And he landed on his ass instead.
I know, the offense, yeah. So, all right, that's it. NFL. Oh, no, we got more NFL. What do you guys want to do first? Talk a little Buffalo Sabres hockey? Or do you want to
Let's go Sabres hockey first before we get to that last topic.
Sabres hockey on Empire!
Holy shit. Sabres,
they score!
Sabres hockey right now, beating the Rangers last night, 4-1. I did not see much of the game last night, but Nielsen steps it up. Another good game out of him.
Yep.
Defense played well. I mean, they really, from what I've read and what I've, of the game that I've, I saw most of the third period, it seemed like that was one of their best third periods when they've had the lead going into it.
I saw the whole game. Yes and no, the Rangers played pretty damn bad. I'm going to take a look at the penalties now, but the Rangers, it just seemed like maybe towards the latter half of the game were giving up a power play every other 2 minutes.
They didn't have their first shot in the third period until there was 5:25 left. I mean,
yep, yeah, that was a part of it too. Rangers looked extremely slow. We looked fast. Evander Kane did not get credit for an assist, but he might as well have had one because he put pressure on the forecheck on the Rangers' D, caused a turnover, which led to what's-his-name's first goal. Justin Bailey, I'm sorry, scoring
JB.
His first NHL goal. Keep him up here for a little while. Keep some of these young guys up here. Just see what they can do. What do they have to lose?
So, Kurnazzo, what were we talking about earlier?
We're tied
for last.
It was
huge for Bailey to move to a line where he's got competent people around him that can make plays and give him a chance.
Yeah.
Great first goal in the garden. His mom was crying from the cousin's house on the couch at home. She's very superstitious.
And
supposedly, she said she's going to be staying at the same place on Thursday.
Wow, Mrs. Bailey, we applaud your dedication.
No, it's not Mrs. Bailey. Mrs. Biscaglia. But not related to Joe,
the Joe and not related to any Clarence Biscaglias?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll look into that. We have our sources.
But, yeah, very exciting stuff. Let's see here. O'Reilly, back earlier than expected, was on the ice today practicing, could be back for Chi-Town tomorrow. Reinhardt extends his point streak.
And we're getting a lot of people who are like, you know, what is going on with this squad? Like, they're capable of beating the Rangers 4-1. Well, the Rangers are a class squad, by the way. Like, studs, right? Or no?
No, actually, I think they're third in their division and sixth in the East. So it's
sixth in the East?
It's a good division. They're
a great roadway.
It was an excellent roadway. Okay. Yeah.
They're exactly. They're in a
They're not up in the 1, 2, or 3 where they typically
are.
We are
Lundqvist.
Sixth in the East on the road is no joke, for sure.
And we are Lundqvist daddy.
We are not Lundqvist
daddy. Yes, we are.
We might be back there. But like there was a 4-year period where he was like, thanks for eliminating me from the playoffs. I was very upset and now I'm gonna kill you.
Great point. We beat him 3 straight times. Previously, I think we lost like 9 straight, so.
Yeah, that was bad for a little while. But yeah, I mean geez. He was just a quick throwback.
Yeah.
In that 07 series, yeah. Him and Jágr were literally the only people keeping the Rangers in that series. Yeah. It was insane.
Well, the Rangers just
sucked. I remember him crying, like, being very, like, teary up at, like, after that playoff, and I gotta be honest, I gained a lot of respect for him. Same thing with Chris Bosch when he cried after that first Heat loss. I you know, you're dedicated, I applaud it. That's all I'm saying.
Chris Bosh and Henrik Lundqvist, you know, they're just both dinosaurs.
Two peas in a pod, yeah. One's a raptor, the other's a triceratops.
Yep.
So, Larson, looks like he's done for the year. Dislocated wrist and elbow.
An opportunity.
On what I thought was I thought it should have been interference when he got drilled.
Of course.
I thought it could have been. It's like that play happens all the time. You just don't see
they
that
both
reaction.
They both go for the body, and then it happens to him.
Exactly. Or that guy jumped him maybe a little bit early.
Yep.
But it's an opportunity for guys to come up. Cole Schneider is tied for second in the AHL in scoring. Cal O'Reilly is tied for fifth in the AHL with 31 points. I'm not saying that the transition is bam, okay, they're up in the NHL because they're top five.
Yeah.
And that is, a lot of times, actually probably not the case. I'd say, you know, maybe 30% of the time if a guy is hot in the AHL, he'll come up and do well. But you see him fail most of the times because it's, I mean, the speed in the NHL is so much faster than the AHL. But all I'm saying is give him a chance. What are we tied for last in the East and...
Yeah, it's bad. Like
second
I keep,
last in the
they
NHL.
Keep spinning it like where it sounds like they're on the up and up, and I always go to the standings and we're at the bottom. So it's like devastating. We do have some games in hand, so we could be like get up to like 10th or like not 10th, like 11th, 12th range there. But yeah, it's still embarrassing.
Yeah, tied for second last in the East and tied for third last in the NHL.
Yeah. How about Eichel's fist pump last night after that goal?
Yeah. Well, first off, Eichel has the greatest celebrations of all time. It's amazing.
He was going nuts. I mean, what did we talk about on the previous show? How would this team react after that locker room thing? And they had a great performance on the road at the Garden. Quick, how about, before we get back into the NFL wildcard weekend preview, how about USA today beating Russia in a shootout? Huge win. You know, Russia's kind of had their number the past few years. But I don't know. I was actually listening to the radio feed of the overtime and the shootout. Now, the shootout went 7 rounds. Russia scored with the first shooter, and then it was funny. After USA got stopped in the 3rd round, the announcers thought the shootout was over. They didn't know the rules. They were like, why isn't Russia celebrating right now? They didn't know it went 5 shooters.
When the announcers are confused, it's the best, because it just translates right through the screen. Like you're like, what?
No, I'm talking, it was radio, though.
Oh, yeah.
Announcing it over the radio. We're just sitting there like, what's going on? We had no clue.
Yeah.
Like, is it 3 shooters? Is it 5 shooters? But in the end, USA gets it done. I love those rules, though. If you have 5 shooters, they all got to be different. But when it goes to the 6th round, the 7th round, the 8th round, you can have the same guy shoot 3 times in a row.
Similar to the way TJ Oshie, and...
TJ Oshie. The fucking Yoshi noise.
Defeated, I don't know who it was, but... Maybe 1 Olympics ago.
I can't.
No, I remember exactly what you're talking about. They had him shoot all every single time.
Yeah, he just kept going.
And I think it was 3 straight goals, I think.
My favorite thing was the Deadspin gif where they put all of his shots into one video and, like, there really wasn't, like, a huge difference. Like, it was great. Very entertaining and patriotic, as we all recall.
Canada, USA, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in the Bell Center.
North America. It's a big
8 o'clock?
Matchup.
Unreal, 8 o'clock.
Huge. So they won. They finished up 4-2 win?
Canada did win, yes. I don't know if it was 4.
So,
I'm trying to get that.
Folks, it is now 11-11 here on the East
Make
Coast.
Make a wish.
Make a freaking wish. Wild card weekend coming up. And the big story going into wild card weekend is how about those New York Giant wide receivers? I mean, they beat the Skins, and they got on a first-class flight directly to Miami. And they were partying, it looks like, Sunday night at nightclub. Is it Live? Live?
It's Live. It's Live night, and it's lit.
Nightclub Live until 6 a.m. Sunday night. There were Snapchats with Trigger Trey, and Justin Bieber was involved. So it looks like they did it. So Odell Beckham and Victor Cruz were at those two at Live until 6 a.m. Sunday night. And then we had Sterling Shepard and Roger Lewis get involved on Monday on what seemed like a boat with a ton of drugs.
Well, the boat thing was the thing that broke the internet. That was really the big, like, people didn't know about the Live, I feel like. That kind of survived. Yeah, the blunt in the boat. Like, I have no problem with you partying, especially if you show up to practice on time and there aren't reports about, like, hungover. You got the blunt in the picture, man. Like, that's not gonna fly.
Come on, that's not gonna fly. It's Trigger Trey.
Like, Roger Goodell literally has like 20 PIs on him right now. And also, this is a big faux pas. I wasn't really aware of it, but now I'm kind of, you know, aware. The Tims on the boat are just a complete no-go. That should not have even been close to occurring. Like, I understand why he owns them and why he would have them, but like that like was more inappropriate than anything he's done on the field.
Are Tims in?
Oh, Tims are huge.
I mean, there's sixth. I mean, my stepbrother is in sixth grade, and him and all his friends rock Tims and take like Instagram pictures of them. Like, come on,
from the Tims up.
Yeah, from the Tims up.
Tim Hortons.
So. From multiple reports, New York Daily News, the boat was surrounded with drug users. A video suggesting Sterling Shepard turned down Adderall.
What? Why? He needs to focus this week.
He claims he didn't, or he never even was in a video like that, but there was clear, you know, evidence that he was definitely involved in that. But yeah, drugs being passed out like candy, Trigger Trey with a doobie. It's just, I don't think you're putting yourself in a very good position. Yeah, you know, he made it to practice on Fine Tuesday.
Yeah, nope, not. Shouldn't have been doing the picture. Whoever was doing the picture, not like, yeah, great for you guys to keep. Like, clearly, I don't know if it got, like, it was posted on one of their Instagrams or something, right? Like, they weren't hiding it.
I know Trigger Trey was huge on Snapchat that night. I don't follow him, but that's what I know. He was big on Snapchat.
Well, I was following my boy Purple Miami on Snapchat, who actually manages at Liv. So that's huge. So, yeah, we were getting the inside intel from there, definitely.
You know, McAdoo's going to say, oh, Tuesday practice went great. Nothing was wrong. They showed up on time. But what's going to happen if and when they lose?
They'll be on a boat, all right.
Back to Miami.
Yeah, right back to Miami.
It's just not a good look. You're with these, you know, high-profile people like Bieber and Trey Songz. There's no need for the Snapchat. There's no need for the Instagrams. Go have a good time. Do what you want to do.
Need.
Don't need to post all these pictures of it. Come on, man. Like, absolutely no need whatsoever. So, in my opinion, lame weekend for NFL football. I mean, you have two snooze fests with Oakland, Houston, and Miami, Pittsburgh. But then you also have Detroit, Seattle, and Giants, Green Bay. Maniac, anything that really sticks out to you this week? Anything that you're looking forward to seeing? I mean, that Oakland-Houston game, you have Connor Cook versus Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, just an absolute, like, you need an elite QB to make the playoffs for sure, no doubt about it. Anyways, yeah, well, Connor Cook's obviously, that's a circumstance, but Osweiler, I mean, yeah. If only the Bills didn't have to play the Patriots twice a year. Anyways, but what I'm looking forward to, and this is surprising, could the Giants have a third crazy run on, like, a playoff run and take out Brady for a third time?
Going against Green Bay, though.
They are going against Green Bay.
Six wins for the Pack.
I don't like Green Bay. I think they're not nearly as good as people make them out to be. Of course, the Maniac was all over the Lions last Sunday night. Lost a freaking boatload.
I'm just saying, I didn't like them half the season ago. But when Rodgers talks,
running the
and
table,
guarantees,
I know, Rodgers. When Rodgers does start talking, they all tend to like start like muscling up.
Now, Giants went to Lambeau this year, correct? Lost by 7, right?
Let's get the intern on that. Intern.
Let's get the intern. Rajneesh is in the background here.
Rajneesh, we need you to pull up the schedule.
Can someone confirm that right now. I'm pretty sure. So yeah, it's a late cap on Sunday, 4:40 start. Green Bay's -4.5, over under 44.5. But yeah,
Green Bay, they're at home, right?
Yeah,
they are at home.
Dude. -4.5, dude. Pound the Giants. Like that, they're like a pick at home, basically. A home field's supposed to give you 3 points. Yep. Lambeau Field gives you more than that, for sure.
They're
gonna get crushed, dude.
No way.
It's gonna be like,
no way.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, right now, this is going on record, 21-10 Giants in like the fourth quarter, and like Rodgers makes it close with a touchdown there. And the game ends 21-16.
Sunday, October the 9th, as Rajneesh has handed me the printout.
Thank you, Raj.
The G-Men travel to Green Bay and lose 23-16.
Yep, lost by 7. So it's tough to get swept in the same season.
Especially when you're partying in Miami on a Monday.
Bro, yeah, Sunday, but you know what? Like, to be honest, They've always been partying on Mondays. Now you're just seeing it. That's really what it comes down to.
Yes, I agree. But now
not playoff time. Go party week.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you don't think someone during a Super Bowl run, some team partied on a Monday before like a Sunday playoff game?
How about the Buffalo Bills?
I can remember one team doing that four straight years.
Piss them off and go for more. Didn't even have curfew back in the day. What silliness.
Maniac, Miami Pitt. Pitt minus 10, who you got? Just quick plays.
What?
Quick plays.
Minus 10?
Pitt's minus 10. If
Miami all day.
Okay. Detroit, Seattle. Seattle minus 8.
Detroit.
I like that. I'm on the Lions as well. Oakland at Houston. Houston minus 3.5.
You know what? I mean, they're begging you. They're begging you to take the team with their starting quarterback at home.
Houston's the number one ranked defense in Houston.
No, they're not.
They're begging you. 3.5 versus Connor Cook.
Air quotes.
3.5 versus Connor Cook.
Starting quarterback.
Connor,
bro, I don't care about Osweiler. I don't care about Osweiler. Tell me that a team playing Connor Cook in the playoffs at home is only a 3.5 point favorite, and you're telling me they're not begging you to take them. They're begging you to take the Texans.
Because you know why? Lamar Miller is about to go off for 150.
The Texas
after being off for a couple weeks, he's expected to play, and I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, no, no. You know what's going to happen? He's going to go off for $150, but they're going to lose 24-16.
I like the Texans. I like the Texans.
Remember last year when they just got embarrassed?
Yep.
Now, over under 36.5.
Over.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, when it's like 10-7 at the end of the third quarter, I'll be feeling stupid. It's going to be a grind.
It's going to be a grind of a weekend.
Just think about it. If it was over, if the over-under was 41, you'd think like about betting the life savings on like the under. But like 36.5, it's 36 just like,
and a half, you can't. Last year, what was it? It was KC in Houston?
KC in Houston.
Routed them.
Whooped.
Brian Hoyer. So, folks,
the late games are the better games there.
Oh yeah, I don't even know if I don't know.
Well, you want to save the better games to the late games for sure.
Exactly.
This train this weekend is heading towards Ellicottville for
Wild Card
weekend.
So proud.
Evil Brewing Company.
EBC. Balloons late night.
Cause it's EBC.
What's the Maniac doing this weekend?
The Maniac, you know, is taking it easy. I got a little, party. I'm throwing a little gig for my people in, Syracuse. Throwing a party at Turning Stone. Everyone come through on the 315. Anyone's invited. Code word, Maniac is back.
109 Comstock?
Yep, 109 Comstock, apartment 2 will be popping.
I missed
We're partying out in the deck.
Code word, New England clam chowder. The red or the white? I can never remember that. The white?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, we're playing the out music? I have one last rant.
Then go.
Sick of all these game shows being brought back. Family Feud, Match Game. Nobody wants to see this.
Spill
you know what we
want to
see? We want to see Global Guts. We want to see Double Dare.
Let's go to Mo for the
last
time.
We want to see... Let's go for Mo and Times. Mo!
Alex from Russia
is in the first place, but he was penalized when he went on the wrong way on the aggro crag. He went out of his designated section.
Let's go to the aggro crag.
The super nuclear mega ultra aggro crag.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
My favorite thing was Legends of the Hidden Temple was how like Olmec would always do the rock puns, like, let's rock. Or, you know, like...
his giant lips.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah. So, but tell me versus, the Match Game and all those, that you wouldn't want to be seeing Legends of the Hidden Temple, Global Guts, kids from all over the friggin' world competing in like these crazy made-up events, or with your families or good celebrity groups, Double Dare would be a great game.
Double Dare was a great one. Figure It Out with Summer Sanders.
Oh my god, the Charader Gate, that was huge. By the way, this Maniac moment brought to you by Bada Bing. You know, I walked in the other day and I was literally just looking to relax, and you know, the owner Silvio actually came over and caught me a free drink. Go there anytime between now and next Saturday, and you'll receive a free drink with code word Trainwreck. Again, that's Bada Bing on Main Street.
Clarify which Bada Bing, though.
The Bada Bing?
People might be going to the Chip Strip.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Gentleman's Bar, of course.
The Gentleman's Bar.
That's all we need to be said.
Shout out to my... to
Gentlemen's
my,
Club.
My cousin Vintage. For the Sopranos jersey.
Oh, yes. And my cousin Vintage.
And my cousin Vinny. Classic movie. Shout out to Joe Pesci.
So, thank you everybody for tuning in consistently. Word of mouth. Tell people. Hop on the freaking train. Tell people about Trainwreck Sports. Follow us on Twitter.
We're like a pyramid scheme. If you tell three people and they tell three people, then in reality, you told a million people.
Thank you so much, everybody. Wildcard Weekend, we'll be back on Sunday. Hopefully, Verz will be back with us.
Oh, please. It's what he would have wanted.
Seriously, he's going to think the show was a disaster after listening to it. Thank you, Maniac. Thank you, Carnantula. Degenerate Al signing off from Richmond Avenue. Good night now.